In the time of the Buddha, there weren't Buddha images. They started somewhat soon after the Buddha passed away. There's a couple different places where they began. Probably the most well known is in Gandhara, which is in the area around Afghanistan and western Pakistan. That was under Greek rule at the time, and the Greeks were, there was this new religion that everybody was excited about, and the Greeks were sort of, that sounds pretty good. And but for them, to what made sense to them, because they were having statues of their gods, and they kept hearing about the Buddha, so that the earliest Buddha statues from of that time and that place look like the god Apollo. So, which, and that's which is a, I mean, which is good. I mean, Apollo is the Greek god of wisdom, so that's not a bad, that's not a bad start. But then also, there's in sort of southwestern India, I think it's called Mathura. There's an area, sort of in the area close to what's now Mumbai, but a little bit more inland. And they also had a culture of stonework and carving and art, and as Buddhism spread to that area, then they, because of their traditions of how do you say, you know, concretizing, making something material, then they started doing Buddha images as well. So then it spread all over after that.